Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Well, we are back at it again, ladies and gentlemen. It is your favorite show on the air, Brown Sugar Radio. I'm your show host, Abundance Lifestyle and Relationship, Kim Bullock Hendricks. Back at it again, and we have one of our show favorites, Monica Bickerstaff, back online today. I am so excited to have her here amongst all of you who's going to educate you, you know, with something so important that I felt, you know what, Monica, we really need to share about trauma, emotional trauma. And so I'm so happy to introduce to some, present to others, the beautiful certified holistic health practitioner and health coach, Monica Bickerstaff. Welcome back, girl, to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Kim. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad that you're back. It's a blessing. It really is. And I'm doing great to answer your question. And so this show was so, so necessary. You know, with everything
yes.
happening in the country today, my heart hurts, you know.
Yes, yes.
And
we
I'm
are
so
all
glad.
Hurting.
Yes.
We are all yes. hurting, and we all need to love on one another, and we all need a massive healing right now. And, Kim, I am just so glad you invited me back to your wonderful audience. I always love coming on and speaking to the Brown Sugar audience because you all are spiritually conscious and consciously spiritual. And, you know,
beautiful.
I just feed off of the positive,
it.
Beautiful energy that comes from you, Kim, as the host and all your listeners out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just such an honor to have you back and to speak about something that really resonates with my listeners. And so I'm just blessed, you know, today, in spite of everything that's going on, you know, we just got to keep our head up, all right, and just focus on as much as we can positive. But just here lately, it's been an overwhelming amount of grief and heaviness and just
yes.
violence unnecessarily. And many of you know with the Black Lives Matter movement along with, of course, then the officers getting shot, just everything that has taken place in the nation over the last
yes.
few weeks has been
yes.
crucial. Okay.
Yes,
and, now
and not only in the nation, but in some instances in our communities, even in our
yes.
own homes. You know,
mm-hmm.
so this is a critical time right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just happy to have you because normally we speak about the body. And, of course, you do have healing when it comes to meditation and your mind. But now we're focusing on emotion. And so, Monica, what I'd love for you to do, can you share with my listeners the difference between emotional healing and spiritual healing? Because some people may not understand the difference.
Yes, I will do that. So one of my areas of expertise as a certified holistic health coach is in the area of traditional Chinese medicine. And there are seven emotions in the field of traditional Chinese medicine. And emotions are considered the major cause of internal disease. So in other words, if we absorb extreme emotions, whether it's joy, anger, grief, sadness, fear, we stress out specific organs, and that can cause inner imbalance and dis-ease in the body. And that's primarily what I'm going to focus on, not only to give specific details about the seven emotions and the body organs that they affect and symptoms that you may recognize. For example, right now, some of us, we're absorbing stress and we don't even realize it, but
yes,
you can kind of feel it in your body temple. If you are all of a sudden suffering with migraine headaches, that's a sign of an extreme emotion in your body. If you have all of a sudden panic attacks and anxiety disorders, that's another sign. Many of us, the first sign of stress, we see it manifest and we feel it in our digestive tract. That's a very common place to hold and absorb stress. So if we don't understand that and if we don't find ways to release that stress, we are really putting a lot of things on our bodies that may be unnecessary. If we aren't, even though we aren't on the front line of all of this violence going on, we see it and we're still affected by it. When we have conversations with our friends and families and loved ones, that's probably one of the topics that's coming up, and we get riled up. If we're at our workplace, many of us are entrepreneurs. You know, someone may ask us a question, and all of a sudden we might snap. What? What do you want?
And, yeah,
and that's
right.
And that's unnecessary, but that's a sign of this type of stress and emotional dysfunction that our bodies aren't used to. We deserve to be and live in peaceful and calm environments. And if everything were perfect, 150% perfect, that's how we would all be living. But we're not living that way. We may have beautiful homes, beautiful home environments. You know, everything might be just fabulous. However, when you turn on the TV, when you turn on the radio, we can't help but be affected by the emotional turmoil, strife, violence that's going on right now in our nation and also globally.
That is so powerful that you said that, and learning that the seven different emotions that we have, oftentimes we don't even recognize that we're absorbing the different types of feelings. You know, you don't know what's wrong, you're going through it, and especially since it seems like it's at a climax now, you know, of all
yes.
time. And so how does one get through the day? It seems as if you can't turn the TV on, you can't turn the radio on, you can't surf the internet without every day
right.
seeing some type of negativity or retaliation in regards
right.
to either hate crimes, you know, or just something just truly sad, you know?
Yes. Yes, and I mean, you don't want to sequester yourself or exile yourself or all of a sudden start living in a bubble. I mean, for me, Facebook is a primary source of my communications with my clients. However, the first thing that we can do is an ancient breath called Ujjayi. Ujjayi. Translated, it means conqueror, breath of victory. So saying that in the English translation automatically kind of has you sitting up a little stronger, because I'm going to share the breathing technique with you. And you know, if you want to be an almighty conqueror, if you want to be victorious in your life, you got to sit up straight. You've got to have a straight back. Your shoulders have to be back. One way is to always, I tell my clients to always, when you start feeling like a little off balance, ground yourself. Take off your shoes, even if you're in a workplace. Kick off your shoes and put those feet flat on the floor. Ground yourselves, ground your feet, wiggle your toes. That helps to get you seated in a position, straight back, shoulders back, and then you can inhale. The Ujjayi breath is interesting. It sounds kind of like a chimney. And what you're going to do is you inhale deeply through the nose, starting at the diaphragm, and you take that breath. You just imagine that breath kind of spiraling upwards, all the way up through your nose, straight channel up through your nose, up to your crown of your head. And then when you exhale, you don't exhale through your mouth. You exhale through your nose. So, Kim, may I show you all, give you an example of what
Please.
It sounds like?
Yes. Yes, okay. I would love that.
Okay. Okay, now, to some that might sound like I was falling asleep and snoring, but literally, this is a breath that clears your main energy channels. So you start at, again, you start grounded, kind of in your groin area. That's where your root is. And then you inhale that breath. When you exhale, you are exhaling the toxins that are kind of stored in your body. And then you kind of feel a little bit more fluid and a little bit more liquid. And I tell you, I promise you, if you're ever in an environment where all of a sudden you feel stressed or you feel fear or feel anxious, do the Ujjayi breath, the breath of victory, three times. Clear your channels, clear your system, and I guarantee you will feel much better.
Wow. And that just stems to, because those deep breaths also coincide with meditation. And
yes,
it just
exactly.
really brought me back to that moment when you just have to really just cleanse your mind and your spirit, and you're connecting with God, and it's just such a good feeling that you have. I know oftentimes when I finish meditating, I just feel like I've just dropped, you know, 20 pounds of stress or
yes.
you know, drama, agony,
yes.
whatever, at the time that you're experiencing. And that's
exactly.
amazing.
Exactly. It is
awesome.
Amazing, Kim. And when mm-hmm. you do that breath, you can think to yourself, you know, I'm letting go and I'm letting God, or whatever favorite Bible passage that you might have, or favorite saying or quote that you might have. As you're mm-hmm. inhaling, you're taking in all that goodness, all that positivity. Okay, that's our birthright. That's how God wants us to feel. And as you exhale, you're exhaling the negative toxins from
wow.
your mind and your spirit and your body. You're helping your body.
Awesome, awesome. I love that. And so how would you say, with just, you know, the social media, television, radio, all the different factors we live in, billboards, you know, just everyday
mm.
life and stress.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend to cut back on that type of exposure? Do you recommend they just maybe fast from TV for a while with everything that's going on, or the internet? You know, what suggestions
yes.
would you have?
Yes, definitely take a break from all of it. Take a social media vacation from all non-essential activities. Just unplug. And sometimes I've done this. I'm traveling now through three cities, traveling back east, and I find that the days that I have unplugged, some folks might get a little, you know, feel some kind of way about that, or get a little bit of, I don't know, riled up, you know, that I'm not available. But that's okay. Know that it's okay not to be available, because what you need to do at this point and during this time is you need to protect yourself. You need to restore. You need to rejuvenate your soul. You need to restore your spirit. And whatever that entails, that's what you have to do. You have to do that for you. You know, you're not accountable to anyone else with respect to how you restore your spirit. So one thing is, yes, I definitely recommend, put down that cell phone. Stop texting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Turn off the Twitter, quit tweeting, and, you know, sit down in a quiet, calm place. Pick up the phone. Have a conversation with someone who feeds your soul. someone that you're on a same like mind with, someone that you can laugh with. Laughter is the best medicine. I say to folks, when you start feeling a lot of anxiety, especially because anxiety causes scattered energies in your body, and sometimes to release those energies, you know, just what I do, I just blast music, dance it out, twerk it out, you know, whatever you have to do. Get up and just feel joy, whatever brings you joy. Play with pets, if you have pets. Play with your pets. If you have babies, if you don't have a baby, borrow a baby. You know, playing with little babies, with toddlers,
yes.
You know, because their innocence is so infectious. And you just look into those little faces, and you can't help but laugh or feel joy. Those are some of the ways to restore your spirit. And I keep talking about joy because a lot of times people don't realize that joy, if we have excessive joy in our bodies, absorbed through our bodies, excessive joy can cause stimulated agitation. And that can lead to problems with the heart. So if you have excessive joy in your body temple, you still want to find a way to kind of disperse that so you won't end up with heavy breathing or heart palpitations. Joy is an emotion that is connected to the heart. And that's no surprise, right? You know,
absolutely,
when we're in love,
absolutely.
You know, our hearts are warm and everything's warm and fuzzy. You know, when we're in hate or dislike,
yes.
You know, we
absolutely.
Feel that we feel restricted in our hearts, you know. Another thing, Kim, I was doing some research, and just in the last year, there have been studies released that people can actually die from a broken heart. You know, we used to say that saying
I've
a lot.
Heard that.
Yes. And so it comes from an over excess of emotion, whether it's joy, anger, anxiety, grief. It weighs heavy on the heart. So that's joy, again, it's connected to the heart. Now, anger, let's talk about the opposite. Anger.
Okay, right.
Affects our liver. Anger affects our liver, right? Our liver is the most important organ as far as our internal cleansing. I can't say this enough, and those of you who know me and know me well, I'm always talking about detoxing your liver and cleansing your liver every day. That's kind of like the trash compactor for our bodies. And if there is stress in our liver, can lead to headaches, high blood pressure, digestive disorders, and spleen problems. So anger is directly connected to our liver.
That's deep.
Right.
Wow.
I know.
And
right.
Yes, I had no idea, because I'm thinking, you know, anger has to deal with, you know, people have aneurysms and they're overthinking and they're stressed. I'm thinking the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
see people get mad
right.
and their face turns red. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's where the headaches come in. That's exactly right, Kim. You've connected those dots. That's where the headaches come in. High blood pressure. That's where that comes in. You know, your face turns red, you know, the excess of cortisol hormone that's just all of a sudden swimming in your body, doesn't have anywhere to go. Yes.
Wow,
and
look at
and
that.
I know.
That's
I know.
Amazing.
And look, we're only on two emotions. I've got five more to go. So,
okay, right. Let's get to the other,
you know,
the five. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
So,
wow.
Another emotion that I know I've felt before is anxiety. Now, anxiety can cause injury to the lungs. When we're anxious, we might have shallow breathing. We might have heavy breathing. I have clients who have chronic asthma. When they are anxious or in an anxiety state, their asthma kicks in, right? Because those lungs restrict. They're not there to take in and release for you. So you feel
wow.
that anxiety. And it makes it worse if you feel that you can't breathe.
Wow.
You know, it makes
Look
that anxiety
that.
Worse. Anxiety also affects our large intestine.
That's
so a
amazing.
Lot of times, exactly. So if you look at a chart of our anatomy, you see the two lungs, and then you see directly between the two lungs leading down is where underneath, right underneath, is where our large intestine starts. So everything is connected.
Wow, look at that's amazing. That is I mean,
know.
That's just crazy to hear that.
I know.
You know?
Mm. Yes. And we take it for granted.
Wow.
I can't tell you how sometimes it makes me so distressed as a healer and as a practitioner to see so many people suffering unnecessarily because you know you don't feel well. You know these are things that it's not normal to have a headache. It's not normal to have a migraine. It's not normal for your stomach to hurt. It's not normal to have a backache. You know, these are things manifest in our bodies that are not normal, but for whatever reason, we're walking around as if that's fine, like that's how it's supposed to be. No, it's not.
Wow,
we're not supposed
look
to
at
feel that.
That
type of pain. And our bodies, they have minds of their own. They will absorb all these things, but it's up to us, the thinking part, to realize that something's not right and to do something about it.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm just like blown away.
I know, right? So another emotion that we might feel is pensiveness, and that's kind of related to being timid or feeling fright, feeling over-anxious, a lot of worry. Okay, so pensiveness, that emotion is connected directly to our spleen. If you are sitting straight, your spleen is the organ that's to your left, right under your rib cage. And that's very important. That's like, when you're flying the air traffic control tower. So that's what our spleen is like, an air traffic control tower that begins the digestive process. So if your spleen is enlarged or distended, that means that you need to address whatever's causing you worry because that's how it physically manifests in your body. The worry, the anxiety hits your spleen. And if you have in that area some sort of distension or swelling or inflammation, take care of that worry immediately, okay? Because if you don't, you will also probably experience fatigue, like chronic fatigue. Like you do one thing and you're just wiped out. You know, and the lethargy and fatigue, again, it's not a natural state for us to be tired, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Agree with that. You're right, because God made us to have a healthy and vibrant life, and
usually
it's toxins wearing us down and stress.
Exactly.
And people are thinking, oh, well, I'm just tired because I worked a long day, or I'm just tired because of this, but it's an emotional block that happens, you know?
That's exactly right. I mean, sometimes in some circles you might hear some folks say, oh, I'm just so tired. Well, you know, martyrdom is not cute. This is 2016. You should not feel tired. You know, Kim, you hit it on the head. You know, God wants us to have full, vibrant, prosperous lives. And you can't do that if you're tired or if you're worried. Those aren't natural states of being. So if you feel that in your body temple, in your spirit, in your mind, please, please address that. And
Absolutely,
if you
yes.
need help addressing it, reach out to me. I'm here to talk about anything. No judgments. Here to talk about anything and everything.
Yes, and she does, and she listens, you know.
She listens.
So, I mean, definitely. Wow. So impressive, just everything that we're learning today. I hope you all are taking notes and learning from this, you know, because it's very, very serious, you know. Wow.
Yes. So we have three emotions left, and I group these three together because you can actually be crippled in a state of mind, of body, crippled in grief, fear, and fright. So let's look at grief. Grief, again, is an emotion that attacks our lungs. Our lungs are directly affected when we are grieving. So, you know, if you hear something all of a sudden that's a shock to your system and it sends you into a tailspin and you're grieving and you're crying and you have that heavy cry where you can't catch your breath, that's why grief is directly connected to your lungs and to your lung health. Fear.
Wow.
When you feel fear, what does that do? That paralyzes you. You know, we have that saying, I was paralyzed with fear. Well, there's a reason for that. But the one organ that suffers the most when you are afraid are your kidneys. So from a child,
Wow. Something
or someone used to frighten you, and you would maybe feel the need or the urge to go to the bathroom immediately when you're frightened, you know, that's your kidneys kicking in. You know, your kidneys suffer the most when you're afraid. As adults, when we're afraid, what happens? It affects our kidneys, you know? And the combination grief, fear, and fright. Fright kicks in, it attacks the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys.
Wow.
So if you're even in a situation where I have clients who are survivors of domestic violence, and your gut tells you, when you feel that heaviness in your spirit, when you feel that fear, that fright, get out. Get out, because not only are you damaging your organs and affecting your health and well-being, but if you have babies and you're responsible for protecting your babies, you cannot do that if you are paralyzed with fear and that type of environment. So whatever it takes, get out. Reclaim your health. Reclaim your vibrancy.
That's
so
awesome.
Those are the seven emotions.
That's amazing. You know, it's crazy because now that you're saying how they all link together, it makes sense. You know what
yes.
I mean? They're just all connected to one, you know, organ after another. It's just a flow
yes.
of how everything is happening in your life. And now is the time to pay attention to your body, you know, and like you're saying, dis-ease creates disease. And
yes,
it's unfortunate.
Exactly. Yes.
Uh-huh. It's really unfortunate. And so,
exactly.
you know, at this particular moment, the best thing you can do is take heed, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. Take heed to the information that Monica's given us today, because if you don't, your body will let you know about it, you know?
Yes,
exactly. Let you know about it. Mm-hmm.
And the one thing is, Kim, we may feel like we're out of control with respect to what's going on around us in the nation, but the one thing
right.
that we have control over, everyone, please hear this, you have control over yourself, okay?
Mm.
God gives you that discernment to have control over your mind, your body, and your spirit. That's God's
yeah.
gift to you every day.
Mm.
So, Don't mourn or be lethargic about, oh, this is happening around me. Okay, what's happening within you? That's where you start.
Mm.
That's where you have control. And
wow.
two other things before we close out, I want to mention meditation. That's one of the other lifestyle changes that you can bring into your life to restore your spirit. And exercise. Everybody do something. Walk, dance, swim.
Yes, stay
you
busy.
Know.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, stay busy. Stay active.
It's so important. You know, it really is. It really is to stay active, stay busy, because your life depends on it, you know.
Yes.
And so thank you so much for sharing this with us and just really helping us, you know what I mean, to learn.
My pleasure.
What we
My
stand today.
Pleasure.
And we're out of time, but definitely these have been some of the most valuable 30 minutes that I know I have absorbed and learned. And so I just want to say thank you. You know,
you are so
really
welcome.
Helping us and just getting us in that position. And so I appreciate everything that, you know, you have brought and that you said. And definitely those of you who want to contact Monica, you can reach out to her in our Ambitious Women Facebook. For those of you who are already in the group, you know, you see her familiar post and her face there. But then Monica Bickerstaff, you can find her on Facebook. Are you also on Instagram, Monica?
No, I'm not on Instagram, but Facebook. And you can also email me at sistersage888@aol.com.
All right. Fabulous. Okay, well, beautiful. So thank you so much. We appreciate everything that, you know, you have shared with us today.
And thank you, Kim. I love coming to your audience.
Y'all,
so
thank
you so much
you know
for
what?
Having me.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, well, there you have it here. So we're going to go ahead and close at this time. Monica, you know you're welcome back anytime onto Brown Sugar Radio. We would love to certainly, you know, have you back with more future information and topics just to help us learn more about our minds and bodies. You're so smart, you know, and everything that you provide us really just helps us to take our health to that next level. So I appreciate you. I really do.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm here for you anytime. Anytime,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, Monica. Well, you have a great day. And ladies and
Thank
gentlemen, you,
so you
heard it here first. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close at this time. And we will be back next week. So please make sure to stay tuned to the Brown Sugar Radio calendar. And God bless you all right, in regards to everything that has happened today. Learn, you know, absorb it, and apply the knowledge. Knowledge is not power until you apply it. Everything that Monica has shared with us today, I want you to do at least one or two steps, okay? Start there and grow on that. So, all right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment and learning and love is always extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Well, it's about that time for us to end, but until we meet again, spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to a friend. Join us next week on the livest urban premiere show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're celebrating the champion in you and making dreams come true. Changing lives one show at a time. Brown Sugar Radio, making life easier.